Yes, they have. So the gas we're getting now is $18 US MCF, and that's the highest I've ever seen. And we have our first tranche of financing. So we initially started for 10 million, and we oversubscribed to up to 18, where I just shut it down to not cause too much of dilution. So we have the money to start the project in Turkey.
The Financial Survival Network. Now more than ever. The Financial Survival Network.
Welcome. This is Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Jerry Lutz. We've got with us Arthur Halloran, the CEO of Trillion Energy. You know, when I first introduced you to Trillion Energy, I stated that in 40 years of investing, it was by far the most undervalued company that I had ever encountered. And here we are a year later, price has gone quite a bit higher. Art, is my original assessment of Trillion still accurate?
Yes, it sure is. And thanks for having me back on your show here.
All right. So we last spoke, you were really hopping around the globe looking for financing. We had COVID going on, the pandemic. There were so many obstacles. And at the time, Natgas in the U.S. was quite a bit cheaper. At the time in Turkey, Natgas was $6 per million cubic feet. Things have changed quite a bit, haven't they, during that time?
Yes, they have. So the gas we're getting now is $18 US MCF, and that's the highest I've ever seen. And we have our first tranche of financing. So we initially started for 10 million, and we oversubscribed to up to 18, where I just shut it down to not cause too much of dilution. So we have the money to start the project in Turkey.
So whatever dilution you had to sustain, that the company had to sustain, is way more than offset by the higher nat gas prices, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. And the idea is to get the wells drilled as soon as possible so we can capture some of that high price, which we expect will be for at least a couple of years. And we'll end up paying off the capex of those wells pretty quick. And then even if it goes back to our normal $8 to $9, it's a good deal.
Right. So everything is looking up. The dilution's been offset 2-to-1 by the higher price of nat gas. So as far as you raised 18 million Canadian, and what's that going to do as far as the first phase of drilling?
Yeah, so as you know, we've engaged broker bankers, a group, and this money that we raised was through a non-brokered private placement, and it was to gather some funds for the early costs. And so now we've secured the rig. We paid $1 million. There's only basically one rig in the Mediterranean that we can use. So we've secured that now. So we paid $1 million reservation fee. We paid the mob costs, and it's slated to be there now in July. That's the spud date. So without the money, we would not have been able to secure it. So now we have it 100%. And we've also purchased some long lead items that, due to COVID and supply chain problems, we needed to purchase it. And so that was another $4.5 million. So everything is lined up now for the July spud date. And the spud date means drilling.
Right. So once the rig gets there, the drill gets there, how long does it take before you're actually drilling?
Once the rig gets there, it takes about 4 or 5 days to set it up, and so we'll be drilling. The thing is, right now the rig has been used by another company, and so the minute they're finished, we will send our rig inspectors out there to inspect the rig to make sure that any large items that are broken will be fixed and not move to our field yet, so it's not on our nickel.
Right. So it'll be a working rig when it gets to you. And so
that's correct.
So over the past year and a half or so, we've had our ups and downs. It's been a real roller coaster ride, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has. And that's the key, is just to be persistent. And now we are, there's a huge appetite for natural gas, especially in Turkey. Turkey imports predominantly most of their gas from Russia. But as you know, there's a situation there right now that many of the countries, Bulgaria, Europe, need gas. So it is now on the radar screen for investors. So it's pretty good.
Excellent. Excellent. So once these wells start producing, I mean, we had talked a while back, you thought $1 million a month in cash flow was not out of the question. Obviously, it's a lot higher than that now.
Yeah, it's like I say, it's we're getting $18 an MCF, and that works out to $18 million a BCF, a billion cubic feet, whereas before we were talking, you know, $8 million a BCF. So it's the economics are totally different. They are just extremely stellar. The wells will pay off in a matter of months.
That's remarkable. And opportunities like that just don't present themselves every day around the globe. So it pays to take on more risk and get that return. So how many wells do you anticipate you'll be drilling in that sector, in that area?
Yeah, so for the first program, Program A, we'll be drilling 5 new wells, and we'll be recompleting 2 older wells that had problems and they need a rig. So that's 17 new wells, new reserves. And then after that, there is an additional 10 development locations. So we'll just keep on drilling once we do the first 7 activities.
So you're expecting you're going to be drilling 17 wells?
That's correct. Yeah.
And so cash flow per well, do we have an idea of what that'll be?
The last time I worked it out was $8 to $9. That's our engineering price forecast. And it was going to be, we were going to hit like $3 to $4 million by August. And after the other program, it'd be 2022. November, we were going to be up to, like 3 or 4. So now that would be probably, you know, $6 or $8 million a month. Sorry, that's a month. And then the year later, we were going to be up to seven and a half. So it's basically double that now. So it's almost $15 million free after all costs cash flow per month. So it's pretty good. And the reason why the economics are quite good, as you know, we have such a stellar existing infrastructure. We got the 4 platforms on sea, onshore facility, which is rated for 75 million cubic feet per day, but it can be up to 150, even though we'll never get to that point. So it's just reaching from the existing platforms, drilling 30 days, recompletions, 15 more days, and then the gas is produced. And then 45 days after that, we get our check from each well.
Right. And you know that the gas is there. That's the least questionable aspect, right? We've known that for years that the gas is there.
That's correct. And so all the numbers that I've been using in the past, and also for costing and price, like the $8 or $9 an MCF, that's because we have that third-party engineering report. Even though we're getting $18, I'm not going to change all the NPV10s. So for the first 7, you know, it's 100%, like you say, it's a reserve. There is no, is it there or not? It's definitely there. And then the other 10 locations are basically development locations. So we're doing no exploration for the first 17 wells. It's all just putting on gas as proven and doing development.
All right. And so this is now, you've been at this for 5 years. All right, and now there's finally a light at the end of the tunnel.
That's right. Yeah, it's a long process, as you know, because we wanted to list on the Canadian Security Exchange. And the reason for that was we had a whole bunch of money lined up here in Canada, and that's when COVID came in. We listed February that year, and then COVID came in, and then everything kind of disappeared. And you know the history of the commodity prices and so on. And now it's more than the light at the end of the tunnel. It's like a big sun.
All right. It's a supernova at the end of the tunnel. And
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, you know, we never really discussed about the project in Bulgaria, but that's potentially a monster too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. So initially I focused on Turkey because it is a conventional deposit. There's no, you know, no fracking, nothing. It's just like a big balloon. And that was to get the show on the road. But at the same time, we have that large project, about 9 million acres. It's an unconventional. It's coal bed methane and also tighter sands. Again, it's almost basically pure methane. And we were in the process of getting an environmental impact done. And that involves a lot of outreach, a lot of open houses and so on. And again, we had to put that on hold because of COVID. And now that we got the money for Turkey, we now look at Bulgaria again, because again, the situation, the price of gas in Bulgaria is higher than Turkey. It's $26 an MCF right now, and that's US. And we have an engineering report, and that's why we initially did this project. That original gas in place on our property is about 1 TCF, and they estimate there's a prospective, you know, recoverable about 50%, so about half a TCF recoverable gas on that project. And so now we are, you know, readdressing it, looking at it. When we were over in Turkey, we talked to our people in Bulgaria, and everything is fine, and we're going to restart the environmental impact on that that property.
That's great news. And so basically, you got all the financial stuff out of the way, which, let's face it, you're a geologist, petroleum geologist. You're into producing, you know, and not necessarily your strongest suit, but you're pretty effective at it. But now you get to do what you're best at, right?
That's correct. So I also listened to my shareholders. And so the minute I mentioned Bulgaria and a couple other interviews, they are concerned that we're going to lose focus on the Turkey, you know, offshore, because they see that, you know, that's with the stuff on the block and the stuff off the block, that it has such impact. So listening to them, I think the way we're going to address Bulgaria is we're actually going to try to, because it's such a large property, we own 100% of it. It's got a large gas sitting in there. They need to do a pilot project that will actually look for a good farm out company. And then that farm out company, I mean, it'll take work to try to find a company that we want to use. So they will then do the next 2 or 3 years worth of investment, pay some back costs, and we will then get some really good upside based on that. But we can then still stay focused on Turkey.
That's very reasonable approach, tempered approach towards it, so you aren't distracted. You are, at this point, a small company, but you're going to be growing by leaps and bounds, and you don't want to take on too much too fast. But with the global chase for new sources of energy, especially natural gas, it's inevitable that that project is going to get picked up by a partner and developed.
That's correct. And the thing about that property with coal bed methane and also the kind of sands that occur there, it's not, is it going to produce? It's how much gas each well will produce, right? And you do a pilot project, and then after that, it's just a conveyor belt, and it's actually quite boring because you just drill wells and put the wells on production, because the geology is just like a, it's the same throughout our whole property there.
Well, I'm sure the shareholders aren't going to be bored when they see the returns that come as a result of that. Nothing will get a shareholder more excited than seeing the share price go up. So just going back to cash flow, I mean, you could be bringing in a huge amount of money, especially considering the number of shares that are out.
That's correct. So like I say, if they're getting $26 an MCF, that's $26 million a BCF. So I just said that there's potentially 500 BCF recoverable. And the math in my brain is, that's the number's too large to calculate. But if you look at 10 BCF, that's $260 million, right? And right. So 100 BCF, 500 BCF, you can do the math and
billions.
And it'll be de-risked when we get it. Yeah, that's right.
All right. So Art, you know, you went without salary for years, taking shares in the company. You happy with that decision?
Yeah, I am. I have everybody can see, I have like 12 million shares, so I'm quite happy now.
All right. Well, we're happy too. Hey, my largest holding, I should say, I'm a shareholder, been for almost 2 years now, and definitely pleased with the recent developments. As far as capital goes, will you have to do another raise, probably a smaller raise in the near future?
It'll be probably the same cash amount, but substantially at a higher share value, right? So before our share value was, it was before it started taking off, so we got a reservation. So this share value will be a lot higher, so substantially less shares go out. And then after that, we have enough to do whatever we want to do, but then we'd probably look at doing a small, because we now will have production. We'll prove the model. We'll do a debt financing and accelerate the off block expiration.
Sounds like a sound approach. And well, it's good news. We can't wait till the first well gets spudded. Hopefully, we'll touch base then. And we'll take out the champagne and celebrate. You should go over to trillionenergy.com, get more info, sign up for notifications. Tickers, the new ticker in the US is TRLFF, and in Canada, it's TCF. Art, we wish you the best of luck. If you got a question for Art, I know I've gotten dozens of emails over the months, Art, and didn't want to say anything until you made the announcement for obvious reasons. But send me an email, kl@carrylutz.com, or post it on the YouTube, and we will get you an answer. Art, we're looking forward to more good news from you in the not too distant future. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on to give my story here.
The Financial Survival Network.